Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
The future is exciting. With you by our side.
One blistering July evening.
You guys, I can just look at the menu, see what you guys want.
Okay. I met dining companions at Four Brothers Pizza Inn.
They've proudly served over 80 million happy customers.
At 2828 Route 23 in Hillsdale.
Stephanopoulos Brothers.
A family-owned Greek restaurant.
The original and authentic since the beginning. The future is exciting with you by our side.
Since 1976.
And we are delighted to be the reason for your next family gathering.
It's a beautiful poem.
Much of their massive...
My sixth or seventh birthday party was here.
Carpeted dining room appeared...
And then there's a bar over there.
...as though unchanged.
Oh, there are Four Brothers!
Yes.
Red vinyl booths cast shadows on the wood-paneled walls.
You were here in this very room how many years ago? 24 years ago?
And yeah. Classic soda refrigerators...
And they have a clock that has their name on it.
...hummed under framed photography...
It's like grandma core. It's like,
...of onions.
There's photos of garlic and onions, or is that something
else? And of like fruit.
While we waited for the rest of our group to arrive,
appetizers.
We ordered chicken wings,
the 12-piece
spinach artichoke dip,
and we'll do an artichoke spinach dip as
their famous Greek salad.
What size?
Is there a large size?
And chicken tenders.
And there were chicken tenders with marinara.
The wings had a crispy breading.
Really, I feel like the wing is like almost like a fried, more like fried chicken.
It's fried chicken.
Yeah, they're
which soaked in the heat of the buffalo sauce.
They're very hot and crunchy.
The
and
chicken tenders were piping hot.
It's weird that the sauce is in a plastic container because like it's on a plate, but the sauce is good. Like the blue
had a light, well-seasoned crust.
It's weird to like mix to go. With for here sometimes.
And substantial breast meat.
They're doing their best.
Should we ask for ranch?
Yeah, I will.
And was served on a real plate. With a small plastic container of blue cheese.
Side of ranch, please, and some ketchup.
Yep,
I'll bring the right over.
Ketchup was requested.
Is that the Greek salad dressing? I hear it's famous.
The Greek salad, colorful and brimming with ingredients like red onion.
Is it a secret recipe?
Pepperoncini peppers.
Who are you here, so I don't know the menu. I don't know the...
You're not at liberty.
I don't know
this.
Tomato wedges and feta cheese.
Well dispersed. Feta cheese.
With crunchy
iceberg, which feels very refreshing.
Freshly cut iceberg.
On a hot day.
Was served with a miniature glass carafe.
It's cold. Lettuce is cold, which is what
it seems
you
like
want.
It just got chopped.
Of creamy and bright homemade Greek dressing.
I'm just really impressed with the amount of feta.
Which they sell by the bottle.
Got olive.
On a display near the front door.
Can we take a glass of water, please?
Glass of water?
Yeah, me too.
Would you like lemon in that?
Ooh, yes, yeah, please. That sounds great.
Little was said of the spinach artichoke dip.
The pita is warm on the pitas.
Okay. Yeah. Which languished yellowly.
I hope they didn't wring the water out of the spinach.
In its white bowl.
You think they made this? You don't think they made it?
I'm not sure.
Surrounded by small triangles of toasted pita.
Yeah, some cream.
Yeah.
Maybe some sour cream.
Maybe some sour cream. Yeah, it might have been microwave.
As our fourth dining companion arrived with their mom and grandma in tow.
I'm so happy to see you.
Yes, I'm so happy to see you.
I'm recording.
We ordered pizzas.
It's the most valuable
pizza.
I thought we were doing MVP. MVP sounds great.
Yeah. Yeah, let's
what's
do
brother? Oh, you should get brothers. Onions,
MVP.
Pepper.
Oh, yeah,
oh.
MVP, yes, definitely.
MVP, margarita, yes. And cheese.
Penne a la vodka.
So, yeah, the calamari.
And another Greek salad.
I think we need to order another one of these because
they need to try
their
them.
Their pizzas are round.
Do you think the ghosts of the Four Brothers are coming for you?
And prepared in oiled pans.
Chicken bacon ranch.
That's giving the hearty crust a pie-like shape and texture.
It's like breadier.
Children's pizza.
Yeah, it's like a Lunchable.
Their cheese pizza is reminiscent.
It does remind me of like Chuck E. Cheese or like home pizza that you would put.
You know the deal with the pizza, it's not like pizza.
It's not like pizza?
It's like how Domino's is not pizza either.
With a chewy crust. Thin.
Crispy, yeah.
Thin and crispy. Thing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like its own category of like broiled circle.
But I like it when it's crisp.
Yeah.
It's dry.
And scant tomato sauce.
It has a nice tomato sauce, not close, but not too much.
Under a layer of char speckled cheese.
I'm sad they don't have buffalo chicken.
We also tried their MVP pizza.
Fresh mozzarella, house-made marinara, vodka sauce, and pesto sauce.
With mozzarella.
Oh, but the cheese is better. I like it.
You like it?
I like it.
Vodka sauce.
Yeah, the pesto is a really nice pesto. It's not too garlicky.
And pesto.
Like the white
sounds kind of good, yeah. Along with the white special.
Garlic, broccoli, ricotta.
With garlic.
It's very attractive.
Broccoli.
Pesto board, cheese.
And fresh tomato.
You know the colors of the tomato. Very generous and cheese.
A tiny bit of sauce would have been nice. The broccoli especially, that in small little pieces. And the texture of the broccoli.
The water tastes weird. It tastes kind of thick, like
it's like thick and salty water.
Viscous.
We think it's salty, Grandma.
Salty? Mm-hmm. Water?
I advocated for you.
My mouth is salty because of the pizza.
So the salad, what do you think?
The salad.
Do you like the dressing?
A little bit sour.
Yeah.
But they have different, it's nice because it has different in them. Vegetables.
And feta.
Other cheese, which,
a lot of feta.
Yeah, which is good.
I feel like the calamari are like onion rings, but they just have squid in them.
Yeah, I could totally agree.
Oh, what I said about pasta?
The penne alla vodka.
Oh,
my God.
It's creamy.
Jumbo penne pasta.
Can you pass me some chili flakes, please?
Tossed in a traditional pink vodka sauce. Add a surprising additional ingredient. A little chicken. Thank you, thank you. How many years?
30 years.
Their dessert menu,
molten chocolate cake, please.
Oh yeah,
a sundae.
Is of an entirely different design aesthetic.
Dessert menu makes it feel like you're at like
from their savory menu.
Totally new restaurant. Like you're entering another portal. It makes
it similarly epic.
Three scoops of your choice. Okay.
With classics like.
So sundae with one of every kind of ice cream.
Yeah. Carrot cake.
Nutella pie. Reese's pie.
Cheesecake.
Chocolate molten.
Molten chocolate.
And tiramisu.
Chocolate
three
molten
chocolate.
Molten chocolate.
Three chocolates left.
I don't know if it was our dessert, but I did see some plate come out, perhaps out of the freezer. The Nutella pie was out of stock.
The Nutella pie?
Oh, that's okay.
My soup said super famous on it, so I thought they would have it.
Maybe that's why they're out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So we opted for the peanut butter Reese's pie.
A graham cracker crust, a chocolate layer, peanut butter, and then a cream layer.
It was served cold.
With drizzled.
With a graham cracker crust.
Chocolate and peanut butter. And
thick layer of chocolate filling under a peanut butter one.
Chunks of Reese's peanut butter, maybe?
That's
topped
about it.
With hardened.
I taste the chocolate flavor first.
Drizzled chocolate and caramel.
Peanut butter. Very light.
The ice cream sundae we ordered.
I mean, it's all three flavors of ice cream with some chocolate sauce.
Came in a soda fountain glass. Chocolate or vanilla? Melted.
Chocolate!
But without fudge.
What?
Whipped cream.
Yeah, I like it.
Or a cherry.
I wish they put the vanilla on the top.
We said molten, but we should double check.
While the molten chocolate cake.
It's not hot.
That's not molten.
Came frozen.
Did you order molten?
I ordered molten, so they have to put it in the microwave, I guess.
Then, by request.
So it's gonna warm up just sitting there?
Yeah. No, we're gonna ask them.
We're wondering if we can heat this up.
Is that because we asked for the molten one?
Yeah, it's in the inside. I will heat up that. You
know. Lightly microwave.
Yes, yeah, so it's like you crack in the inside.
And it's hot on the inside?
It looks like a Leo's lava
dessert
one.
Dessert has not really worked out for us very well so far.
Is it hot or not?
Not hot.
Not
hot. Not molten.
No.
It was solid. It split cleanly because it was cold.
Thank you for listening to this edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
I would come back here with a group for a family occasion, like much like today.
Yeah.
Intergenerational, chit chat.
You could bring kids here,
kid friendly, take your time.
or if you like don't want to run into